So maybe you're heading out for a movie and a drink tonight, and you're planning to hit your favorite night spot for that cocktail. I like the mojitos at this Venezuelan place just down the road from us. We're going farther afield for this next story, though, to Mexico, to meet a man who may be Mexico's oldest bar owner. Our guide is the world's Monica Campbell.
Don Javier?
Bienvenido. Están en su casa.
We're in the town of Tequila, about an hour outside Guadalajara, a mecca for the liquor. Stores line cobblestone streets selling it. It's pretty touristy. But I'm here to meet Javier Delgado Corona, or Don Javier. He's 93, more or less, he says. And for decades, he's run a small bar known as La Capilla, the chapel. But if you go there, don't look for a sign outside.
Porque capilla es para ir a adorar a Dios.
He says he doesn't like that name. It's just one that's stuck. Don Javier is Catholic, and a chapel is where you go to praise God, not to drink. Inside, the bar is simple. Adobe walls keep it cool. There's white plastic chairs and tables, photos of friends.
Y pido a Dios que ustedes no se vayan decepcionados, porque de bonito no tiene nada.
When we walk in, he says, I hope you're not disappointed. It's not so pretty. He's modest. The place has plenty of character, much of it because of Don Javier. A British magazine ranked La Capilla 16th in its list of the world's 50 best bars. They said the place is as earthy as agave and that every bartender should meet Don Javier. As we talk, his nephew hands him his preferred drink.
¿Qué está tomando? What are you drinking?
Un tequila con Coca-Cola al tiempo.
Tequila with Coke at room temperature. But what most people order here is his signature drink, the Batanga. He started making it in the 1950s. Nothing fancy, just something refreshing on a hot day. First, he says, get a tall glass.
Ya lo escarchamos con limón. Ahora vamos a escarchar con la sal.
He then coats the rim with lime and large salt crystals, adds ice.
Ponle limón.
Squeeze some lime juice.
Next is Coke and plenty of tequila. Don Javier prefers Blanco, unaged tequila. Then he stirs. This is a crucial step. He stirs it with a big, old, wooden-handled knife.
El que le da el sabor es el cuchillo.
He says the knife gives it flavor. It's seasoned, he says, after years of using it to cut limes, chiles, avocados. He also talks about how this town, Tequila, has changed.
Tequila era más chiquito. Si usted se fijó, casas con cocheras hasta para dos, tres carros, albercas y todo, todo.
It was much smaller. Now it's bustling, he says, with mansions in the hills, many owned by tequila bosses. But he's also seen how technology has changed cantina life.
La tecnología ha venido a trastornar todo. A veces me extraña que venga una pareja y se sienten a tomar su vinito.
Couples come in, stare at their phones. They're not talking to each other, he says. As he sips his drink, a band walks in. I ask Don Javier to request a favorite song. He picks, Cuando salgo a los campos, when I go to the fields. As they play, his eyes well up. What he misses most are the regulars, his friends. Most are dead. But he appreciates the tourists that come through, and vows he'll always stick to his philosophy of what makes the perfect bar.
Sonreírle, saludarle, donde te quieres sentar.
Smile when someone walks in, greet them, ask them where they want to sit, and get them a cool drink in a clean glass. He also sees his customers this way.
Amigos, no. No podemos ser amigos.
We're not friends, he says. We're more than friends. We're brothers in this world. For the world, I'm Monica Campbell, Tequila, Mexico.
Okay, I'm a little skeptical of that Coke and tequila business, but I'll stay in and try it tonight. You can too. We've got a recipe for Don Javier's Batanga cocktail up at PRI.org. Cheers.